with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So between heart disease, cancer, lung issues, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and infections, there are about 1.5 million deaths in the United States. And there is a common denominator amongst these age-related disorders, and that is chronic inflammation. And in particular, there is an enzyme in your body called 5-lipoxygenase. We're just going to call it 5-LOX from here on out. 5-LOX is a powerful enzyme that produces cytokines, inflammatory proteins, in particular ones called leukotrienes. Leukotrienes are, it's kind of like when you get a bunch of leukotrienes in your blood, it's like your blood goes on fire. That's how powerful these inflammatory proteins are. Now, you need them to some degree. Without them, you can't fight infections. But when you get too much of them constantly, they start to damage healthy cells and tissues, and that's the issue. So this one enzyme, 5-LOX, is really, in my opinion, one of the key components or key players in chronic inflammation, which means that if we can do things to control 5-LOX enzyme, the 5-LOX enzyme, we might be able to start making a dent on the 1.5 million deaths that we see every year from these age-related disorders. Let me just give you some numbers. So heart disease, over 600,000 people a year die from. Cancer, over 500,000. Lung disorders like COPD, you're talking about over 100,000. Alzheimer's disease, over 74,000. Diabetes, over 70,000. Just general infections. You see chronic infections, you're talking about 52,000. And again, what do all of these, you know, diseases have in common? Chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation, now, it comes from a lot of sources. I'm not saying 5-LOX is the only inflammatory enzyme, but when you look at the what 5-LOX is producing, those leukotrienes, we need to spend more time looking at 5-LOX inhibitors. Now, I'm not talking about drugs. I'm not talking about over-the-counter medication. I'm talking about natural 5-LOX inhibitors. And I have one for you. It's one of my favorite topics. I had the honor of discussing this with Suzanne Summers on her show. And the 5-LOX inhibitor, the natural 5-LOX inhibitor that I like to use is Boswellia serrata. It's a tree, really. It's found in the Mediterranean. It is a true medicinal plant. Okay? Now, Boswellia is also known as frankincense. Back to the old nativity scene, in the Bible, in the New Testament, you had the gold, the myrrh, and the frankincense being brought to the baby Jesus. That frankincense produces a wonderful smell. It's been long known for its healing properties. As a matter of fact, when I was doing my research for the Suzanne Summers Show, I came across some ancient Egyptian history that they used to use Boswellia for their open sores and dry skin that they would get in the desert, and they found a lot of release from that. So Boswellia serrata is a true medicinal tree or plant. You can say either one. It's from the Mediterranean. What does it do? It is a natural 5-LOX inhibitor. So when you think about our diet, you think about the dairy that we eat, the red meats, the cheeses, the eggs, you think about the carbs, especially the fried carbs, a lot of the sauces, the salad dressings, the barbecue sauces, all of these things, the simple sugars that we're eating, all of these things that we eat will go down a pathway known as the arachidonic acid pathway. Arachidonic acid is a pro-inflammatory compound that feeds right into 5-LOX. From there, you get those leukotrienes. So we want to slow down that 5-LOX arachidonic acid pathway. Obviously, one thing to do is to avoid those foods, right? So we need to, you know, again, when you look at your dinner plate, it should be about 80% plant-based, 20% animal protein. Right now, most Americans reverse that. If you're eating 80% animal meat, 20% plant-based, you're turning on 5-LOX enzyme and arachidonic acid way too much. You're producing a lot of leukotrienes. There's going to be a lot of chronic inflammation, and that is damaging. So we want to switch to that 80% plant-based diet, 20% animal protein. And when you do eat animal protein, make sure it's lean, make sure it's grass-fed, free-range, all that kind of stuff helps. Right there, you're going to reduce the activity of 5-LOX, but it's just not going to be enough. As we get older, some of these pro-inflammatory enzymes like 5-LOX tend to be overactive as well. So we need to do something naturally to specifically slow down its activity. Diet helps, but it's not going to be enough. This is where Boswellia comes into play. Now, let's go back to the Egyptian story. When I was reading this, what I discovered was that they would actually take the sap from the tree, and they would rub the sap on their wounds and their dry skin. And that it was the sap that was giving them the benefit. It wasn't the wood. It wasn't the leaves or the stem or anything like that. It was the sap specifically. Now, what we know in science and medicine today, that there's a key compound in the sap called AKBA. AKBA is the active component of the Boswellia sap that the Egyptians were using. AKBA, when you ingest it in pill form, will block the 5-LOX enzyme. So that's the key compound that we're going to focus on when we're taking a Boswellia extract. Here's the problem, though. Now, Boswellia itself has been around. Boswellia extracts have been around for a while. Oh, by the way, you can't eat the sap. It's really, really bitter. I guess you could. You wouldn't enjoy it. I know people have tried to make teas out of the sap before too, and it just doesn't work well. So it's not really something you're going to ingest. You do need to take it. Either you can use it topically, but it's kind of hard to find. In most cases, you're going to do it in a pill form, and it's going to be concentrated or standardized to that AKBA compound, because that's the key compound that we do want to use. The problem is the older forms of Boswellia just didn't absorb very well, but there's a new Boswellia extract that keeps the plant's unique oils. In the past, you would draw off the oil and only concentrate the AKBA. Well, the AKBA by itself doesn't absorb well. Well, we discovered here at Life Extension, where I'm the senior scientist at, that if you retain those plant oils, the absorption of AKBA goes up significantly. In some cases, some studies up to 52% increased absorption. So Life Extension does offer this new extract that retains the oils and retains that AKBA for a better absorption. So there was a study in osteoarthritis. Now, osteoarthritis is not one of those big killers that I mentioned before, but it is a very common age-related disorder with lots of inflammation. 5-LOX is involved with that. Just people don't usually die from osteoarthritis. That's why it wasn't in that list. So they took 57 patients with osteoarthritis. They were given 100 milligrams a day of the older Boswellia versus the new one that retains the oil. And the results were very significant. The patients taking the newer form with the oils and AKBA, getting 52% or at least up to 52% better absorption, significantly improved on all scores of arthritis, meaning motion scores, range of motion scores, pain surveys. They improve significantly where those on the older form didn't. So if you are, as a matter of fact, there was a 45% better reduction of overall pain scores compared to the older extract. So if you're interested in a Boswellia extract that's actually going to work because it absorbs into your system, go check out Life Extension, because we've come up with a way of retaining the oils, keeping the AKBA together, and allowing for that better absorption. 5-LOX, remember that, 5-LOX, that's that pro-inflammatory enzyme probably responsible, or at least associated with, up to 1.5 million deaths. Why? It produces powerful leukotrienes, raises chronic inflammation, and chronic inflammation is the common denominator of all those age-related disorders. So natural ways to block 5-LOX, Boswellia. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.